found the number one internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to the Maria Sanchez Show on LA Talk Radio and MariaSanchezShow.com. The Maria Sanchez Show. Current events, newsmakers, lifestyle, health, relationships, entertainment. Miss a day? Download the podcast at LA Talk Radio and MariaSanchezShow.com.
Thank you, Linda O'Brien. This is Maria Sanchez, and we are live. It's Wednesday, July 31st, 9 o'clock Pacific. This is Maria Sanchez, and this is our final broadcast on LATalkRadio.com. It has been an amazing ride, 3.5 months. We started in April, and the time with LA Talk Radio and Sam and Ronnie and Ronan, wonderful human beings, great opportunity. I cannot thank you enough. I'm so grateful to have been able to be a colleague of yours and consider you some of my idols in the industry because of the opportunity that you've allowed me to have here. So we are going to take a couple weeks of vacation, and then we are going to transition. We're going to retool the program, and you can go to iTunes or to LA Talk Radio or to MariaSanchezShow.com to hear any of our archived broadcasts. We've had quite an eclectic ride, which is partly due to my human curiosity about life. And so if something was in the news, say the young girl who wasn't able to get a lung transplant because of the organ donor system, in that you had to be older than, or 14 and older, in order to get one, and thus there's not very many young donors, and then they changed their tactics and their legislation and their rules, and so she was able to get one. So then we talked with the folks about organ transplants and organ donors, and we actually spoke not only with the organ donor registry, which after the conversation I signed up to be an organ donor, we also spoke with a man who was the recipient of an organ donation on the anniversary of his donation. So it's been like that. If something was in the news, then we would contact the folks and we would get them on the program to talk to them about that. Or if it was something in the news, we've got about almost two dozen correspondents that visit with us when their field of expertise is in the news, and they give us their perspective on it or give us information that we might not have, like, in other words, digging below the headlines. So in just a little bit, we have the president, Nancy Lee, of MyRegistry.com is going to be visiting with us, and they've taken the online registration for gifts into a new arena, and I shouldn't say so new because she joined the company in 2007, but she's going to visit with us because it's both online and brick and mortar, which is interesting. And I've got a baby shower to attend on Saturday and a 6-year-old birthday party to attend on Saturday, and I haven't yet gone for my gifts, so I'm going to learn more about that too because they're registered online. So we had some more good news today that the United States economic growth has unexpectedly accelerated in the second quarter. They're saying that's laying a firmer foundation for the rest of the year that could bring the Federal Reserve a step closer to cutting back its monetary stimulus. A separate report showed that private employers maintained a higher pace of hiring in July, adding to this great economic picture. We have an upside surprise in the gross domestic product, which speaks volumes for job recovery. And the recovery in the economy is starting to take root. Still, the report marks a third straight quarter of GDP growth below 2%, a pace that normally would be too soft to bring down unemployment. But because it's slow and steady, it's happening. So the economy grew 2.8% last year, over 0.5% faster than the government had previously estimated. And the housing sector had a double-digit growth for spending on residential construction. Although the Mortgage Bankers Association said today that its index of mortgage application activity fell for the seventh week in a row last week. So the driver of the train that was carrying 218 passengers was on the cell phone with a colleague and apparently looking at the document as he hit the brakes too late and caused the crash. So that was reported. They had said he was on the cell phone, but it was he had received a call from an official of the National Rail Company, Renfe, on his work phone in the cabin. The Renfe employee on the telephone appears to be a controller. The driver was consulting a plan or a similar paper document and arrived at the curve too fast. The train was going as fast as 119 miles per hour before the derailment. The speed limit on that section of the track where the crash occurred was 50 miles per hour. There is a high-tech automatic braking program called European Rail Traffic Management System that was on the train, but it stops going into effect 3 miles south of where the crash occurred. Thus, the driver is supposed to take over. The brakes should have been applied 2.5 miles before the train hit the curve. So it appears that it was human error, and it did kill 79 people. 66 people are injured there that are still hospitalized, 15 of them in critical condition. And apparently this fellow who was the driver has been working for Renfe for 30 years, and he is pretty distraught, they say, which obviously anyone would be who has a conscience. So making news also in Southern California here is a University of California San Diego student who was left in a holding cell for 5 days by the Drug Enforcement Administration. He got a settlement yesterday of $4.1 million. They say it was a mistake, and it has, obviously, it has changed their policies, the DEA policy. As a result of the case, the DEA has a nationwide policy that calls on each agent at satellite offices to check on the well-being of the prisoners in their cells on a daily basis. Duh. So for 5 days, this poor kid, 25 years old, Daniel Chong, drank his own urine to survive and even wrote, "Sorry, Mom," on his arm with a shard of glass from his glasses as a farewell message. He lost 15 pounds. He suffered from severe post-traumatic stress disorder. He has returned to complete his undergraduate degree at UC San Diego. So he was detained on the morning of April 25th when DEA agents raided a home. They detained 9 people. They seized about 18,000 ecstasy pills, marijuana, prescription medications, hallucinogenic mushrooms, several guns, thousands of rounds of ammunition from the home. Daniel Chong told CNN affiliate KNSD, which is their affiliate in San Diego, that he was visiting a friend and knew nothing about the presence of drugs and guns. He was never formally arrested or charged. So congratulations to him, and thank goodness he's still alive. So also in San Diego, the mayor story continues to unfold. Yesterday, the city council said they had been asked to pay for the legal fees of the mayor, Bob Filner, and his misconduct. So they have said the council unanimously approved in a closed session yesterday the filing of a cross complaint against the mayor because he's seeking to get indemnity for damage the city may have to pay. The cross complaint is equivalent to a new lawsuit in which the city is suing the mayor and also seeking recovery of attorney fees and other defense costs. So this all started unfolding on July 11th with a highly unusual press conference called by activists asking for Filner to resign. What made the press conference extraordinary was that the activists declined to publicly name witnesses to or victim of his alleged misconduct. In fact, the activists didn't even specify the nature of the alleged offenses. Subsequently, 7 folks, women, have come forward to say that, yes, they were the object of his unwanted advances. Earlier this month, his chief of staff quit. The Democratic Party of San Diego voted 34-6 to ask him to resign. 7 of the 9 members of the city council have also asked him to resign, and thus far he has not. He served 10 terms or 20 years in Congress before being elected mayor in 2012. He's only 8 months into his four-year term, and many of the accusations came from his time as congressman. And it just goes to show you how things, if people keep quiet because they don't want to, they have their own agenda, they don't want to, you know, he said, she said sort of thing, and it continues to go on. Also in the sex scandal, Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's transition office chief and the wife of New York mayor candidate Anthony Weiner, who has also not resigned, is expected to take extended vacation time from her job with the former first lady in the coming days. The move is not a leave of absence, people say, and it's not precisely clear when she's going to depart for her vacation time from her day job, but it's a plan that she's had in force for weeks because Hillary Clinton has close to no schedule next month, August being the dog days of summer. The quote is, Uma is not taking a leave of absence, but she will be taking vacation time in August to support her family during Anthony's campaign. She had begun to appear with him, Anthony, on the campaign trail prior to the revelations of last Tuesday's hastily called press conference, but she has not resumed since that time. She did not appear in a video that Weiner filmed in the couple's apartment on Saturday, in which the candidate looks into the camera and declares that New Yorkers don't quit. And cable network Showtime has announced that they have a series coming on called Masters of Sex. It's premiering on September 29th, and it explores the early relationship of the groundbreaking sex researchers Virginia Johnson and William Masters. It's based on the 2009 biography Masters of Sex, and Virginia Masters died last week at age 88, and Masters died in 2001. They say the show features many explicit scenes of sex, both in and out of medical settings. Masters and Johnson, who married in 1971 and divorced after 20 years, were best known for the 1966 book Human Sexual Response, and they published a second study, Human Sexual Inadequacy, in 1970. They were instrumental in the historical movement of not only how we viewed sex, but how we viewed men, women, and society. And finally, British celebrity chef Nigella Lawson and her multimillionaire art collector husband, Charles Saatchi, moved one step closer to legally ending their marriage today because they got an approval from the court for the decree nisi, and now they have to wait 6 weeks for to be granted the decree absolute. So that's fast there. Neither party will be making any financial claims against the other. Nigella married Saatchi in 2003 after her first husband, journalist John Diamond, died of throat cancer. She has two teenage children from her first marriage. And now we'd like to get on the line Nancy Lee, president of MyRegistry.com, the leading universal gift registry service.
Thank you for calling MyRegistry.com. Sarah speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Maria Sanchez for Nancy Lee, please. Good morning.
Yes, hold on one moment.
Thank you. They're in New York, so it's good afternoon to them.
MyRegistry.com. All. Yes.
Good afternoon. This is Maria Sanchez. Nancy Lee?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to the Maria Sanchez Show. And please help us understand how MyRegistry.com can be used now, since I understand that you allow both online and brick-and-mortar registrations.
Exactly. So MyRegistry.com is what you call a universal gift registry. And basically what that means is that a bride or an expectant mom or somebody with a gift-giving event can sign up with us and they can create a wish list, a gift registry, a bridal registry by adding items from any store in the world.
Wow.
Now, they do it really easily. First, they can put a button on the browser bar, which is kind of like a Pinterest pin. Only we had it first because we've been around longer than Pinterest. And when you see something that you want from a store that you like, let's say you like your favorite boutique is Anthropologie, and you want to go to Anthropologie and you want to choose your dishes from them, You go onto their website, you find what you want, you click on our button, and we capture the item off of their website, and we put it on your gift list with us.
So you just peruse any online registry anywhere in the world, and you customize your own gift suggestion.
Exactly. So you can choose items from absolutely anywhere. But, for example, let's say before you signed up with MyRegistry.com, you already opened up a wedding registry at Crate & Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to keep it at the store because a lot of the retail stores, especially the big ones, give you these really nice incentives for signing up and having a registry with them. But then you want to keep all your items together. So you go into our system, and we have a page that's called your sync page. And you go to that page, and you give us your ID number for your Crate & Barrel registry or your Williams-Sonoma registry or your Target registry, and you click sync, and then we import the data off of their website so everything is put together. Then if your grandmother walks into a Crate & Barrel store and she buys something off your registry there, it's going to be reflected on your My Registry account as well because everything is synchronized all together.
Wow, this sounds like not only efficient but really creative.
It's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of really great things about it. So, for example, let's say you're a bride, but you've been living with your boyfriend for the last 10 years, and you don't need anything.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great way to be able to register for cash. And basically, it sits on your gift registry with, let's say, there are a few items that you do want, but then you can create a down payment on a new home fund, or my honeymoon in Hawaii fund, or any kind of fund that you would want, and your wedding guests can come, and they can use a credit card, and they can give you a contribution to your cash gift fund, a wedding gift, in any denomination that they want. Using a credit card.
And I would imagine where money is often given, like, say, at bar mitzvahs or bas mitzvahs,
mm-hmm.
Do you have something like that set up, too?
Absolutely. You know, we're not, our company is MyRegistry.com. We're not MyWeddingRegistry.com. So people use us for every gift-giving occasion.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is that so many people, once they sign up with us once, they stay. So they use us for Christmas, and they make their Christmas wish list. They use us for their housewarming party, or they just keep a running list because I know my husband never knows what to buy me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see something that I like, I just put it onto my registry, and I know that, you know, before my birthday, my husband's going to kind of take a look over there. My mom might take a look and choose something that comes off my registry, as do so many brides who stay with us because they started out with us for their wedding, but then they found, wow, this is really convenient. And they keep us kind of like as a running wish list of things that they would love over the years.
So you can actually evolve with somebody from brides to babies to birthdays to change. I mean, I could imagine for even deaths, somebody passing away, if they want to have do you do philanthropic giving too?
People use us for everything. You know, we find that a lot of second marriages don't want to register for gifts. So
mm-hmm.
they actually create registries that are completely full of all the charities that they love.
Mm.
So people can come and contribute for their second marriage, third marriage, whatever it may be, and people can contribute to the cash gift fund that they create for that particular charity. There's enormous flexibility. If you can think of it, you can register for it.
So even promotions or sacraments, milestones, if babies christening or confirmations or, as I mentioned, bar mitzvahs.
Absolutely.
So actually somebody could follow their whole life
through us. Exactly.
Through
we even have a lot of organizations and schools who use us for fundraising. So there are a lot of public schools who maybe aren't well funded for their music program or their athletics program. So basically they sign up with us, they put the instruments that they need, they put the sports equipment, the goals, the uniforms, the this, the that, and then they use our system to send out e-cards, electronic cards, they're free, to all of the parents. And say, hey, we don't need you to write a check, but we really need you to buy a uniform for one of our players.
How
and
fabulous!
They use us for everything.
And talk too about your spare time with the telecare connection and the telecare buddy.
Oh, that's very nice of you to bring it up. But actually, it's a project that my son and I started together for his bar mitzvah, and the two of us got really involved in it. It's we find that so many people in the elderly community. You know, the 70 plus, they get separated and disenfranchised from their loved ones because their kids move away, their grandchildren are living on the other side of the country. And if they knew how to use computers, how to use Skype, how to use email, they would be able to stay in much better touch with their family and friends, and they would have a more fulfilling life, especially for elderly who are homebound. So my son and I go into homes of the elderly, and we teach them how to use an iPad, how to use a computer, the telecare connection, fundraises to get more iPads and more computers into the homes of the elderly. And it is a wonderful thing that kind of ties my professional life and my personal life all together.
How great. So you're helping others while helping them. In other words, I always see those things as a win-win-win. Everybody's better off.
Absolutely. Everybody's better off. I mean, the internet has brought so many wonderful things to our lives. And we need to share the love.
Very nice. Now, in terms of MyRegistry.com, what's the origin of the company? Because I know you've been with them since 07, but they were around before you joined.
Actually, they launched a year before I joined, and the founder of our company had recently gotten married and had a baby, but he always tells a story that he has no patience at all, and a friend of his had a baby recently, and he was able to off their baby registry, buy a quick gift, nice and simple, and then about 2 months later, they had a birthday, and he spent hours walking from store to store trying to find a birthday gift, and he was like, this is crazy. It was so easy when they had a baby and they had a baby registry, and it was so complicated for the birthday. Everybody needs a registry for every gift-giving occasion. And the day later, he went back to his office. He was a Wall Street executive. He went back to his office, and he created MyRegistry.com.
Because I have just explained that I've got a girlfriend's daughter's baby shower on Saturday, and then another girlfriend's daughter's six-year birthday party on Saturday, and I didn't know what to do or where to go. So obviously, I can start looking with you.
But if the six-year-old had, look, many people register for their baby showers, so it makes life easier. But look, that mom who has the six-year-old needs to register for her six-year-old daughter's birthday party.
Right.
Everybody wants to know what to get you.
Exactly.
And there's nothing worse than spending good money on bad gifts.
Well, and I honestly, my children are in their 20s, so I don't know what six-year-olds want or play with or what they're interested in. I have no clue. I don't have any frame of reference.
And when your kids have their birthdays, people want to, how many relatives call you and say, what do your kids want for their birthday? What do your kids want for the holidays? And you get into this embarrassed situation, you know, which you never have with brides, because, you know, gifts are always on a bridal registry in every price range. So there's something for the person who wants to spend $25 and something for the person who wants to spend $250.
Right.
When somebody calls me and asks me, what do your kids want for their birthday? Well, my kids want an Xbox.
Right.
But I'm certainly not going to say that because they cost way too much.
Uh-huh.
But who knows? Maybe you want to spend that much money and I don't know it. But instead, I'm telling you, well, they want this little $25 toy. So the great thing about a gift registry is that it breaks down all the barriers of embarrassment, because you never have to tell anybody or suggest to anybody something that's either too expensive or too inexpensive. So you put things in every price range for every gift-giving occasion, just like the brides do, and it gives you so much flexibility. And actually, the great thing about kids is, like, my kids have been using my registry since they were 4 years old. Once that button is on their browser bar, they get it. They go on to their favorite websites. They'll go everywhere, and they will go click, 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 and then mom can go quickly and monitor it to make sure they haven't added anything that's, like, totally inappropriate. And then, you know, for the holiday season, your kids feel like they're creating a wish list for Santa because they made it themselves.
So, Nancy, raises a good question. If a child sets up a registry, are there parental controls, or how does that work?
Well, the mom has to open the registry for them.
Okay.
And then once the button is on the browser bar in the computer, then your child can go click, 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 and add things to the registry. But mom will always have the main account, because you need to be over 14 to have an account with us.
Okay. And then since we're on the cusp of school starting, do you have something that's specific for students?
Absolutely. We find that a lot of families, especially for college kids, mm-hmm. who are about to go off to school, look, the parents are already draining their pockets to the max trying to pay for the tuition and board. And so many family and friends would love to know what to buy that college-bound teen if they knew what they needed. We have thousands and thousands of families who come onto our system. They open up these college registries with the extra long sheets, the laptop, the things that they, the, believe it or not, people are registering for 5 boxes of laundry detergent. Because these college kids need to go off with all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the hangers, you know, there's so many things that these kids need. And your neighbor, your grandmom, the aunts and uncles, they would love to get something off of that registry if they knew what to get.
And I would imagine, especially with graduations, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. We find that people are putting their graduation gifts on there already with the foresight of what they're going to be needing over the next couple of years. If they're graduating from college, what do they need in their new life? If they're graduating from high school, they're already thinking about what they're going to need for college. And they put these registries together, and it's so helpful for the families because it allows them to participate in this child's life in a way that benefits them. People don't always want to just write a check. They want to know that it's meaningful.
Right. That I prefer that, too, that it's something that you get to reflect upon in the years coming instead of just that you spent it at fast food or something like that.
Right.
You
know, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Now, tell me, we've been talking about the end user. What about the folks who may be listening who have a product that might not be on your site? How do you vet them, or how do you go about gaining more vendors?
Well, we have a gift registry software that makes any website compatible with our site. It's pretty simple to install. It's just JavaScript. And you can go to the bottom of our site where it says for developers and click in there, and it explains to you how it works. It's really inexpensive. It's $15 a month. And basically, any e-commerce website can be compatible into our system.
Have you had any trouble with fraudulent folks who represent themselves as? Okay. Because I am always worried about the scammers.
Well, you know, I think scammers don't go towards registry, because the fact is that there needs to be two to tango on a registry. First, there needs to be the person who's going to add it to their registry. And then there's the person who's going to come and buy it off their registry. So there's a lot of already barriers for scammers to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody has to choose your product and get it on there. And then at some point, somebody needs to select that product. So it really doesn't take a role.
So you actually are the aggregator, and then they click
exactly.
through to the vendor, and then the vendor's actually involved in the fulfillment.
Exactly. We do not fulfill. We are the platform that allows people who have gift-giving occasions coming up or not to be able to aggregate everything that they want all in one place and then be able to let people know about it. We have amazing tools. We have great integration with Twitter and Facebook. We have amazing e-cards that allow you to basically upload any kind of contact sheet, any kind of social media list, anything that you could possibly have down to like the most basic Excel spreadsheet, and then upload it into our system, and one click, everything goes out to everybody so that they know about your registry. And that's really important too, because, you know, it's kind of like you can have the best bakery in the world, but if nobody knows where your bakery is, nobody's going to come and buy your donuts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could have put a lot of effort into creating this gift registry, but if your friends and family don't know about it, then nobody's going to come and buy. So we make it really easy for you. Even we give the opportunity for brides and expectant moms, basically anybody that don't want to send the list out themselves because they're kind of shy, they can let their maid of honor, sister, mother-in-law send it out on their behalf so that it's more comfortable. So we give you a lot of tools to make it really, really easy for you.
And again, it's myregistry.com. And if you don't mind, Nancy, you've had quite a career. Do you mind if we go back a little bit?
No problem.
Because I'm actually in awe of all that you've accomplished, including
so
your
you.
Law degree from New York Law School and a pilot's license and a wife and mother, which it's tough to do all of that. But you started in the media in Japan.
That is correct. That is correct. I went there as an exchange student and stayed.
So you're a Westerner?
I am. I'm American. I was born and raised in the New York, New Jersey area. Went off to college because I thought Japan sounded like a really exciting place to go, and was scouted by a talent agency there and ended up working on Japanese television for many, many years. And then ultimately, after a long career on television, ran the first women's television network in Japan.
GTV.
GTV.
And they didn't mind looking at an American.
You know, I think in some ways in the beginning I was a bit of a novelty.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the, you know, the, let's just call it the Connie Chung factor. You know, I don't know if your listeners would even know who that is, but, you know, when the first Asian newscaster launched in America, it was a really big deal. So I guess in Japan, when the first, you know, Caucasian newscaster launched on their television network, it was, you know, equally a big deal. So there was a lot of novelty about it, but over the years, I was able to earn people's respect and get, grow my career on my own merit, not just the novelty factor. And I love Japan. It's a wonderful country and an exciting country to be in. And it's like my second home.
So you were there as an exchange student, then you came back to the States to finish your degree at the University of Pennsylvania?
I've gone back and forth over the years. I started out there. I went back to University of Pennsylvania. Then I went back as a newscaster. Then I came back to the United States, opened up a television production company, and then ultimately went back to Japan to run GTV for 5 years.
And when did you get your law degree in all of that?
When I was back in the United States running a production company, I got my law degree at night.
Good grief. And traveling to Japan, because I've been to Tokyo and some of the little suburbs there.
Mm-hmm.
From the West Coast, it's arduous. So I can't imagine what it must be like from the East Coast.
You know, you get used to it. I had like a routine. There was almost a five-year period where I was in and out of Japan every other week, if you can imagine that.
No!
Every other week. So you just kind of get a routine to it. You get on the plane. First, you make sure that you're really tired.
Uh-huh.
That helps, because out of that 14-hour flight, you want to sleep at least 7 of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring a really good book and you bring some work. And before you know it, that 14 hours is over in an instant.
Oh, my gosh. But every other week, that's crazy.
Every other week. It was, but it was a very exciting period of my life, and I enjoyed it a lot. I didn't have kids then. I couldn't have pulled it off if I had had small children.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I had to step down from my position at GTV because I was 7 months pregnant.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're quite the inspiration. I'm glad that you shared your story, because we always like to, if she can do it, maybe we can do it kind of thing. Like, you know, go for it. Dream and achieve and make your success. And so now you've been with MyRegistry.com since 2007. So that's, what, 6 years now?
Yes.
Good for you. Well, anything else you'd like to add, Nancy?
No, but I appreciate you having me on your show. I thank you so much. And it's still in the morning for you, so I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Nancy. And thank you for taking the time to visit with us about MyRegistry.com.
Totally my pleasure. Thanks so much.
You're very, very welcome. Continued success.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, goodbye. So Nancy Lee is the president of MyRegistry.com, and again, the leading universal gift registry service, and it's for graduation, birthday, brides, babies, death, sacraments, philanthropic, fundraising, schools, music, instruments, athletic uniforms, and what cheerleading, I mean, it just goes on and on. So we wanted to help promote something that it's really applicable across all levels, so, and also anywhere in the world. So again, this is our final broadcast on LA Talk Radio. It has been just a blast. I had no idea how awesome the experience would be. I cannot thank you enough, Sam, again, and Ronnie and Ronan. And we're going to end with our show jingle, and we hope you have a fabulous day, and we look forward to visiting with you in the near future.